You can't rearm in your spare time any more than you can fight a war in your spare time. We ourselves can accomplish more than any bill can accomplish if we unite for our common cause, and that is what's best for the United States.
There's former Ambassador to England, Joseph Kennedy, arguing to keep the USA out of World War II. It shows that President Donald Trump is hardly the first big American political or business leader to anger the British by being outspoken. Kennedy resigned over the war, angering even President FDR in the process. It's not unlike how President Trump angered the British people with his tweets calling for a travel ban after the London terror attacks and taking up an old feud with the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. The tension underscores that the position of U.S. ambassador to the U.K. has been vacant since Trump took office. There have been reports that he has tapped billionaire New York Jets owner and top GOP donor Robert Woody Johnson to fill the role, but there's been no formal nomination. Robert Tuttle is former U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom. He served under President George W. Bush from 2005 to 2009. Ambassador, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
How much would you say what's going on right now with tweets and the open ambassadorship is making a mess of what ought to be a more orderly relationship between the U.S. and Britain?
Well, I think the tweet was unfortunate. However, I think that the relationship between the United Kingdom and the USA will prevail. It's been a strong relationship for many, many, many years, and I think it will continue to be so.
And indeed, Joe Kennedy's comments to try to keep the U.S. out of World War II in the end were insignificant. It was FDR who prevailed and Joe Kennedy who was out in the end. But still, there's a sense of decorum and closeness in this so-called special relationship that seems to have been violated here, both in the Joe Kennedy situation and even more severely in the Donald Trump situation.
Well, this is just, as I said, one unfortunate tweet. The president has already had meetings with the prime minister. Those will continue. There are hundreds of contacts every day between the U.S. government and the government of the United Kingdom, and those will continue. And once we do get an ambassador there, that will reaffirm our commitment to the United Kingdom, and I think things will get much better as time goes on here.
Is this a bad moment, given the election, given the terrorist attacks? Perhaps there's never a good moment, but is this a bad moment to have no ambassador to the UK?
Yes. In our system, John, once the ambassador leaves, we have a gap until the new ambassador is nominated and confirmed by the Senate. And this occurs not just in the United Kingdom, but all over the world, where there are many ambassadorial posts going vacant now. But I think you'll see, hopefully soon, that there will be a number of nominations and hopefully quick confirmation by the U.S. Senate. It makes a big difference to have the ambassador there who can speak on behalf of the United States in whatever country, whether it be the United Kingdom or any other country in the world. The gaps that we create are, I think, unfortunate, but it's been going on for a long, long time, way before this administration.
What's your assessment of potential nominee Robert Woody Johnson?
Well, I'm not going to comment on any single individual, but I do believe, having a little bit of inside knowledge, that once someone is nominated, and I think that hopefully will be shortly and confirmed, that it'll be someone, that we can all be very proud of and will do a great job representing the United States.
I mean no disrespect here, but, you know, as someone with an inside view of the importance of this role in U.S. government and diplomacy, Woody Johnson owns the New York Jets. Joe Kennedy was a business person with, a very strong interest in politics. You were a donor to the Republican Party with a background in car sales. Would you say that the UK ambassadorship is a plum political appointment, or better as a career diplomacy role that, you know, maybe shouldn't be a political appointee position?
Well, I can only speak for myself. I was spent a great deal of time in the United Kingdom, probably months and months. I didn't spend any time as an educator, but I traveled throughout, knew lots of people in the United Kingdom. I might just add, not only am I a businessman, but I worked for 6.5 years in the Reagan White House. So I think I knew a fair amount about government and the workings of government. One of my responsibilities was to recommend to President Reagan, who should receive ambassadorial posts. So it's a subject that I thought long and hard about. And everyone who goes to their post, to a person, spends a great deal of time studying the post, studying the issues, as I did when I went in 2005. So I think that the important thing is to pick the right individual who can lead the embassy and articulate the positions of the United States. In my case, I made 60 trips throughout the United Kingdom, did over 250 radio and TV broadcasts. So I think it's the case of picking the right person to go who can represent the views of the administration to the country where they serve.
So knowledge of the administration and understanding of the country, particularly the UK, and really a sense of credibility there is what's important. I'm reminded that there is an ambassadorship school that you must have attended, as well as whoever is nominated. Robert Tuttle, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Robert Tuttle is a former U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom. He served under President George W. Bush from 2005 to 2009.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.